Hello, this is Thompson Smiley with another of those incidents when I take my Louisville Magazine column, Smiley's Picks, into the WOL studios. And my guest today is Becky Jo Schneider, who is the producing director of Derby Dinner Playhouse. The inevitable question, Becky, in this climate when we hear of arts organisations failing and orchestras going out of business and no decent plays on Broadway, you seem to be bucking the trend. What's your secret?
You know, I'm blessed that this is really an entertainment center, and it is a place where people tell me what they want, and I give it to them. I have a union orchestra, and the union orchestra and I talk together about what do you need, and I try to serve their needs. The audience says, I want to see this play. I had two calls yesterday about a play that's running somewhere that they want to see, so I pick up the phone and find it. My mandate, my mission is different than nonprofit organizations in that I am simply there to entertain and give an experience to the entire family.
Yes. I remember when I was running the opera company, I was told that my job was to give the public what it wanted. And I countered with, that's not my job. My job is to give the public what they ought to want and then persuade them to want it.
I totally agree with you. Totally agree. That is, I have run nonprofits. I ran Shakespeare in Central Park. I ran Stage One. And there was an educational base there that we had to follow. You needed to. If you didn't, those mediums weren't going to continue. But at a dinner theater, we are simply there as an entertainment form and give the whole experience that they're looking for. They tell me what they want, and I try to give them.
And while on the subject of entertainment, the play currently running is Sound of Music. Through, I think, the 10th, is it?
It is. And you know what's amazing? That show you could probably do every 5 years because there's a new generation. We're selling. You can't buy a seat the last 2 weeks. Every performance is at like 490. Why? Because it's the family show and it's a show that they want to pass down to their children.
That's very interesting. Yes, but also it's a simply marvelous piece, isn't it? And any semi-intelligent theatre goer can sit through Sound of Music
and
every 5 years.
And sit back and be a little threatened and question and still enjoy every moment of it.
And what's up next? Church Basement Ladies.
Church Basement Ladies. Now, when you talk about Sound of Music, you cannot put it in the same sentence as Church Basement Ladies.
All right,
Ladies.
I'll put a full stop there.
Church Basement Ladies is a phenomena. It is based on a book about being Lutheran. And it's kind of like a nonsense for Lutherans is what it kind of is. Or nonsense meets Fargo or something else. And it's four ladies and a minister. And realize that the churches and our kitchens and our schools, our hospitals are kind of a heart of a society. Mm-hmm. And these ladies get together and talk and sing and dance about what's happening in their church, gossiping, feelings, female issues, world issues. And it's quite funny and is way different than Sound of Music.
Is that a different audience or is your audience very eclectic in its taste?
We pull 220,000 people a year and no more than 7% from any one zip code in the Louisville area.
Say that again, 220?
220,000 and no more than 7% from any one zip code.
That's incredible.
So it's a diverse audience. I have a huge Indiana audience, a bigger Louisville audience, and it's a I'm entertaining 40217, sometime 40207, sometime 40222. Mm-hmm. So yes, it will be a different audience. There won't be any children. There'll be many more churches and many more senior groups.
Mm-hmm. And you have what, 8,000 subscribers?
I have now 8,300 subscribers, and I'm not finished. It'll be our second biggest year. That's to the main stage, to our children's theater. We've just begun, but we'll have approximately 2,400 subscribers to the children's theater.
And that compares, I mean, with 2,000 or 3,000 for the opera, I would think, 2,000 and...
I just read it in the article that was in the paper, and it was 1,400 to 1,600 people were the season ticket holders for the opera.
So then, back to this distinction between opera and entertainment. I mean, there are some great areas.
But let me make this remark.
Sure.
If we don't have things like the opera and the ballet and actors' theater, it will be devastating to our community. It's the quality of life that makes the community. So those things must be supported and must be held as very special. Then you come over to Derby Dinner as just entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is a distinction, but there's a lot of crossover. I mean, I see the Opera Company is doing Merry Widow this year, which you might equally well schedule. Yours is a union theatre.
It is a union orchestra.
Union orchestra.
A friend of mine runs an opera company out of Minneapolis, mm-hmm. and the amount of Broadway shows that they're doing, when you look at some of the Broadway shows now with Wicked, which is very, with Les Mis.
Yes.
You know, there is a lot of crossover.
Yes, there is. And there was a great snobbery in this country about opera companies doing things like The Merry Widow or Fledermaus or even The Mikado, the Gilbert and Sullivan canon. But I think that's changing. I noticed the Lyric Opera of Chicago did The Mikado last year with America's greatest Votan playing the title role, which
I think
is pretty impressive.
Well, I think the question is, did they change because they saw the value in those pieces, or did they change because their audience says, I want to come see it, and that piece paid for the rest of their season?
Yes. I think it'd be immodest of me to point out, I think that the Pirates of Penzance, which I directed for the opera about 2 years ago, was the best seller, I think, of the decade.
We have talked about doing that show. I think it's a wonderful piece.
It's a wonderful piece, but it's also very operatic. There's some perfectly splendid music in it, and right. those familiar tunes, and a really very funny story.
Right, wonderful.
It was great news, I think, when Joseph Papp produced it, most fully 20 years ago now, and did that version with, I forget who, but Kevin Klein as the
yes.
Pirate King. And I think that opened up Gilbert and Sullivan to a whole new generation.
I think the thing that is so amazing is the way music will take anything and heighten the experience. And music will take it through another way into the mind and heart and souls.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of a music lover to the point that if it has music, I like it.
Yes. Yes, well, that's a very good attitude. Well, in the few seconds remaining, the number to call for tickets for Church Basement Ladies,
812-288-8281. Or you can go on our website, or you can go to Facebook, or just come in and see me.
Great. We've been talking to Becky Jo Snyder, producing director of Derby Dinner Playhouse. Break a leg, as they say.
Oh, no, but thank you so much.